Hello, everybody, and welcome to the TaskCast, the show where we talk about shit. I am Jake.
And I'm Derek.
And today, we're doing the show better with zombies.
Yeah.
Remember how there's a big zombie craze, like, 6 years ago?
Yeah, we're just catching up to it, but also, since the world is kind of going to shit right now.
That was kind of the reasoning.
Yes, that somebody sent this in. We've been stockpiling the requests.
Mm-hmm. Saving them for a rainy day.
What was the name of this gentleman?
I believe it was Ron Santiago.
At Hotmail.
Hotmail, yep.
Sent this in and it said he just had some zombie questions for us.
Yeah. He also asked specifically for us not to share his Hotmail so that people wouldn't send him emails.
All right, so we'll just beep over that.
Yeah, we'll beep it up.
Fantastic.
We'll tell the Susan. Anyway, so we're doing zombie stuff. We got a bunch of... You sent us a bunch of questions about what we would do in a zombie situation.
Yeah.
We're going to go through this list because, you know, we love lists here at the TaskCast.
It's all about what we do.
And you had a tip you were going to give at the end, right?
I do have a tip. My tip, if you stick around to the end, you're going to find out the number one thing you need to bring with you to survive a zombie apocalypse.
That
or, or any other apocalypse type situation. It doesn't have to be zombies.
Well, you know what? That's going to be the perfect pin at the end of this episode to really just solidify it.
Perfect.
So, let's get into it. All right, Derek, here we go. Zombie time.
Zombie time. Kind of a question and answer episode.
But you know what's more important than zombies?
What?
WPDs, Derek.
Well, yeah, without that, we have nothing.
The show is pointless without that. So what'd you watch?
Okay, I watched something amazing that I've watched. I've watched, not directly, but I've watched through other shows.
Mm-hmm.
So what I watched was a movie, a film.
A film. I would call it a
film. A journey called Apocalypse Now.
Now, a little late to the train.
That's
fine. It's been out for a while, and but it is one of my favorite Vietnam films for sure.
Martin Sheen, Marlon Brando. I mean, it was great. The director, Francis Ford Coppola, the guy that did like Godfather.
Yep.
Godfather 2.
That's why he brought Brando in. Yeah. I don't know the order of the films being made.
Oh, I don't know. I saw something funny. Not funny, but something cool. Francis Ford Coppola, they were doing like the Academy Awards or whatever, or the Oscars. I don't know the difference, if there is one.
I don't think so.
He was up against himself. There was like five people, and you know how they always show they have like all their faces on the TV? He was up there for two movies.
That's awesome.
Up there for Godfather 2 and something else, and he won. It was really funny.
Well, of course he won. Yeah. He had like
better chance.
He had much better odds.
Yeah. But one of the guys he was going against was somebody that like kind of was a dick to him when he was starting out. It was funny.
Well,
I learned some of this in a short documentary about the movie Apocalypse Now,
which I did not know existed until you brought it up to me.
Yeah.
Or brought it to my attention. So that's going to be on my list to watch.
Good. We'll talk about it next time.
Sure. Why not?
All right. Anyway, Apocalypse Now. It was crazy. It was really good.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Everyone already knew that.
Kind of long, like 3 hours, but like very deep.
Yeah, because it sounds like you watched the Apocalypse Now Redux.
I might have.
The extended edition, which is, I think it's the preferred way to watch it, so.
Yeah. Fucking dude from The Matrix was in it.
Which guy?
What's his name?
Is he bald?
Lawrence Fishburne?
Is that Morpheus?
Morpheus.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I don't know. That sounds right.
Yeah.
And since you asked,
what'd you watch? I'm gonna ask. What'd you watch? Frantically looking through papers.
Yeah. Sorry. What did I watch? I always make a list of.
We have nine computers in this room, and we have all of our shit written on one piece of paper the size of an index card.
It seems a little odd. I watched. Oh no, I didn't watch anything.
Wow.
Perfect. I watched I did watch some YouTube videos.
Of course.
Cuz that's kind of what I do.
Cuz you're the guy watching YouTube videos.
Yeah. Like you know how there's all these videos that have millions of views?
Yeah.
It's mostly just me over and over watching videos.
Yes.
So. Exciting.
Good.
But now we're going to go into playing.
Yes.
What'd you pee?
I have been snooping around deep into the arcade reservoir, just looking for some random games. So there was an Avengers game.
Do you play as an Avenger?
Yeah. But this was, see, these games came out before, like, the Avengers was big in the movies. Way before. So, like, it was, I don't remember if it was on Super Nintendo or the MAME, which is, like, something arcade,
The Magical Arcade Manufacturing Engine.
Something.
I think is what it stands for.
But it's pretty fun. It's like a brawler. It's like a side-scrolling brawler.
So it's one of the three types of games. That,
yeah.
Yeah.
But it's really fun. You play as the Avengers characters, and it's two-player, and you can, like, switch between people. It's pretty cool. There's a bunch of them, but I was just playing one of them that was called, I think it was called the Infinity Gems instead of...
Stones?
Stones, yeah.
Is that what they call them? I think it was a good call.
Yeah, definitely.
Marvel? To switch to Stones?
The Russo brothers? Who made the Marvel movies?
I think it was the guy that plays the Hulk made them all. So I watched, or I played, I didn't watch anything. I mentioned that earlier. I played Papers, Please.
Papers, Please.
It's a fun game if you have a computer.
You've played this in season one of the TaskCast.
Did I?
You talked about Papers, Please.
Oh, well.
But you played that more today.
I played it again.
Here's the problem. You're bringing it up. I see you have 7 hours on this game.
Yeah, I do.
This is an awful game to have 7 hours on.
It's a really fun game. Especially, I'm really into...
You were literally playing, because you showed this to me, yeah. You're a TSA agent.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so you're checking people's passports.
Yeah. But it's not TSA. It's like border control.
Right.
For people.
Showed us this.
Uh-huh. It's,
and you played it again. You have 7 hours of checking fake passports.
Only 7 hours. That's the real
and,
Marvel.
And denying people.
Yeah. Well, there's the guy. I might have said this. There's the guy. This crazy guy. He always comes in. He's like... Like, every day he'll come and he'll be like, hey, let me through the border. I'm like, hey, man, do you have a passport? He's like, ah, fuck. I'll go get it. Didn't even know I needed that. And then he comes back and he gives you, like, a crayon drawing.
Yep.
And you're like, dude, this isn't official. And he's like, ah, got me again. So he goes back and then he comes back again. And he's like, see, this one's real. And I'm like, dude, that's not even your picture. Did you steal that? And then you send him to prison and he gets killed in a gulag.
Oh, geez.
Well, it's implied. You never see it.
Oh.
It's a pretty upbeat game.
What are you drinking, Jake?
I'm drinking the classic, TaskCast classic, I call it, which is shots of Bacardi, because of quarantine.
Yep.
Only, I managed to, there was a caravan traveling by.
Right.
That I managed to outwit, and I got their natural light seltzer.
That's fantastic, because I, too, due to quarantine, have been stuck in this studio with you, drinking Bacardi and natural light seltzer.
Yeah, so.
Yes.
We're really hoping this thing blows over soon so that we can start drinking other things.
Because there's one thing we do here, and it's follow the rules of the government.
And drinking.
If they say we are on lockdown for another 9 months, you know what? We're going to be on lockdown for another 9 months and probably a day for that extra credit.
Yeah. I haven't seen the sun in 6 months.
And I'm sure it's there and everything's fine.
I'm sure. So with that, how do you say that?
Whoop-a-do?
The whoop-a-do?
We say WPD.
Oh, okay. Sorry, the card that they're holding up doesn't have periods after the letter, so I didn't know if it was...
No, they've also been trapped here as well.
Okay. So, we're going to talk about zombie stuff.
We are. Situations.
I'm going to let you kick it off, because I feel like you've earned this.
All right, I'll kick it off. So, we have sent to us a list of kind of what would you do? What wouldn't you do in a zombie apocalypse?
Yeah.
Or fill in any sort of apocalypse. Zombie apocalypse is just the one everybody says.
And this one I feel like is... The question's on here because we kind of looked at them a little bit just to get ourselves ready.
Yeah. But it could be any sort of apocalypse. Yeah.
But these are good zombie questions.
Yes.
So some of them don't necessarily lead to... Like, let's say there's a giant super tornado.
Well, say it's not even zombies. Say everybody out there just turns into assholes. And they're just fucking assholes.
That's already what it's like. Ha ha.
Nice.
Thanks.
But anyway... Zombies is just the easiest way to say everybody's a fucker, mm-hmm. and they're trying to kill you.
Yep.
So,
because it could be like a Mad Max situation,
right?
Like the price of gas could drop to $1 a barrel, and everyone goes crazy.
That'd be ridiculous.
Yeah, I don't think it'll ever get under four. So,
anyway, so we haven't asked each other these questions, so I think we'll just do this and see what happens.
Yeah, let's play it out.
Let's talk about this.
Thanks
shit.
Again, Ron Salvatore,
right?
Or Santiago, Jake? Whatever his name is. Yeah.
Let's talk about it.
Sure. Do you want
to... Yeah, I'll kick it off. Question one to you.
Yes.
They aren't numbered, but we're going to pretend as they are.
Yep.
Question one. Would you rather be turned into a zombie or watch everyone you know be turned into a zombie?
Well, first off, this question is very specific to zombies.
It is.
So, I just want to state that. Second off,
extremely.
I would much rather visibly watch every single person I've ever met turn into a zombie or just be killed.
Yeah.
Than have to be a zombie.
Okay.
So that's kind of my point. So, what about you? Would you rather be a zombie, or like right away just be a zombie, or watch every single person you've ever seen, known, cared about be turned into a zombie before your eyes?
I selflessly, because of course it's like I don't want to die or be turned into a zombie, but the people I know couldn't handle me turning into a zombie.
Oh, okay.
So I'd rather they get turned into a zombie.
Yep.
And I'm out here trying to fix it.
Makes sense. Trying to find a cure.
Yeah. I feel like a lot of people that I know would give up knowing that I have been turned into a zombie. They would just give up on themselves.
Mm.
And that's not what we need.
No.
In this situation.
You need doers.
Yes.
Like at the Home Depot.
Yep.
Number two, I'll ask this one first. Would you rather live through the zombie apocalypse or be immediately killed?
So just get it over and done with?
Just nope out of the situation.
Or live
entirely.
Through it.
Yeah.
Or live with it.
Live with it, during it, eventually die, and it's whatever.
You know what? I'd rather live through it.
Yeah.
I mean.
Yeah. You don't even have to ask me the question. I want to see how fucking crazy it gets.
Some people, you just want to be done with it. I get it. But like, I'd live through
it. It'd be crazy. You'd be like, running around, fucking
cutting
shit.
So since both of us want to live, that draws in question three here.
Mm-hmm.
How would you escape? And I'm assuming they mean, how would you escape if your city, your house, your apartment complex
was like overrun?
Your studio.
Or your studio apartment.
Was overrun. And you just had to get miles away. How would you escape?
Well, it's very, very, it depends.
It does depend, but how would you escape? Don't just say I'd walk to my car, start it, and drive away. Because
I was going to say I'd walk to my car, drive it, or start it first.
Yep.
Obviously very important to order, and then drive away. But that's just because, let's say I was at home.
Right.
I don't have a lot of busy streets near me, and I have easy access to the what's known as the interstate.
Yeah, but all it takes is, let's say, your underground parking is the garage isn't lifting because the power's out, and there's somebody's car smashed into the garage and it's blocking it.
Okay.
What are you going to do?
Problem. I know how to open a garage door without
power. But it's smashed and there's a big van rolled into the way.
And it's full of zombies.
So I think it's saying, how would you escape in a non-obvious way?
I would jump through my plate glass door on my patio and sprint into the
woods. Now, see, here's the thing. Your door is fine. You could open your door. You don't have to jump through your door.
If the power's out, it'd be hard.
To open your door?
Mm-hmm. Because I wouldn't have a light to be able to see where the handle is.
Oh, that's true.
How would you escape?
How would I escape?
Assuming you didn't die immediately.
Yeah. I would definitely just... I have to go on foot?
Well, yeah. You would.
Yeah.
You wouldn't be able to fit in a car? I don't know why you'd go on foot.
Well, I just...
For fun?
Obviously, I'd get in my vehicle and go, but if it wasn't that easy, I'd just on foot in the direction I needed to go.
You wouldn't, like, ride a bike?
No, I don't think so.
Just avoid any modes of transport?
You're quieter and you're more observant on your feet.
I don't know. Have you ever been on a bike?
Yeah. Somebody throws a stick in your spokes and you're fucked.
Well, you break. Really quick. Just...
Man.
I don't know what the stopping distance on a bike is. I haven't been on a bike in 30, 40 years.
That's fantastic.
Next question, please.
Would you rather know that the date is coming or have it just pop up and here it is today? Oh, my God.
So, like, would I rather have a heads up?
Would you rather have a, hey, it's going to be here in a week? Or would you rather have, like, a, hey, it's right now?
I mean, does everyone know that it's here in a week or just me?
You know what? The question doesn't say, but I'm assuming it's kind of saying everybody knows.
Like, it's on the
news? Hey, everybody, 1 week, we're all fucked.
Ooh, that would be terrible.
Wouldn't that be rough? So you'd rather just have it, hey, it's right now?
I think so, but only because stuff would go so crazy so quick and people would start getting sick.
Yeah.
Dying off real quick.
Yeah.
Whereas if you give people time, there's going to be way more people around looting and killing and being crazy.
Yeah.
So I think it'd almost be better to just have it pop up.
I'm with you right there.
Yeah.
Have it pop up, and I don't know what's up with people that, like, when they're like, oh my God, things are going to get bad. Let's get really bad and loot and kill each other. It's like,
well, yeah,
everybody just kind of chill out.
We can probably figure something out.
We don't need the toilet paper.
Yeah, I get you. I get you. I'm agreeing with myself on that one. So this is an interesting question. Would you stay behind and search for your friends and family, or would you just try to get the fuck out and find somewhere place or someplace that's safe?
Oh, well, with having kids, I'd have to stay and find my kids and the wife. I'd have to find them. And if they're fine, we can move on together.
Yeah.
And get the hell out of here. But I guess if they're turned, then I just got to go.
Yeah.
I want it to stick around.
This question's not on the list. Would you murder your family if they were turned into zombies?
Nope.
Okay.
I'd let them do their zombie thing forever.
Good. For you, I guess.
Yeah. There's no point. What's the point?
I guess it doesn't really matter.
Would you murder, if you saw your family turn into zombies, would you kill them or just be like, good luck out there?
Yeah, it depends on which family members.
Oh.
So, would I stay behind and search for people or would I move on? This is an interesting question for me. Because I think I would probably... Ooh, because how do you find your family if you don't have a phone and stuff?
And if they're far away.
Yeah, I have family that lives far away. I'd have to go to them.
What, are you going to walk like 2 days to find them?
I'd be like more than that.
Yeah.
How many miles do you think you can walk in a day?
A 4? Probably. 15?
That's probably closer. I've walked 4 miles before. It only took me like a few hours in the dead of winter. Anyway, I don't want to get into that. Yeah, fuck, I just get the fuck out. All right, so this question, this is a question that I think you'll enjoy. Let's say you found somebody that was injured or in a tough spot, like I don't know, stuck under a car.
Yep.
Or they had a wound.
Yep.
Would you help them and risk your life, or would you say, ah, fuck that shit?
Ooh.
And it's a random person.
Yeah. I'd say short answer.
Mm-hmm.
Yes with a maybe. Long answer, no with a but.
Okay.
So, short answer, yes, I'd help them, but what I would want to do is hide out and observe them for a while and make sure they weren't just, like, planning it and staging it, and I'd watch for, you know, if I could watch for 5 hours and just make sure nobody was coming up and being like, hey.
What if they're bleeding out?
That's part of what's happening.
Alrighty.
But if they're smashed in half and they're dying, then you know. But if somebody's just like, help, I'm stuck under this car. Help me over here. Help me.
Yeah.
I'd watch for a while.
Well, part of that, too, I think, is like the duration. Like, how deep are you in? Is this like the day one or two? Or is this like
week 13? Let's say it's like month 6.
Oh, no. At month 6, you don't help anybody.
Well, you never know.
No. Fuck that shit.
This is why I would wait. I'd watch and be like, maybe are they really stuck? You know, or are they luring people in to take their trinkets?
Well, it's just like in Mad Max, Fury Road. There's a naked woman on top of a high place thing made of metal, and she's yelling help. And they go, hey, we're actually on your team. And then the lady goes down and everyone drives up on motorcycles with guns because it was a trap.
Oh.
But they didn't fall victim to the trap. Anyway, yeah, if you're asking, would you use yourself as human bait to lure someone in and steal their shit and kill them, yes, I would do that.
Oh.
That's not on the list. But I think that answers the question.
Gotcha.
Pretty well. So the next question, so what do we do, help people? Number 7 on the list, as we've been keeping track. Would you rather live during the start of the outbreak or be raised in a post-apocalyptic world after the outbreak already happened? Have no knowledge of previous life.
Wow. So you're talking like be like Kyle Reese from Terminator,
yes,
where you're just like, this is all you know, is 100%. The apocalypse world.
Versus being like Sarah Connor.
Where you're a waitress.
Oh. And then afterwards, everything
I guess
dies.
If I could choose it, I'd rather be born into it and like be raised during it because you'd be so much better at it.
You'd be a lot better at it.
But I'm saying that guaranteeing that like you live old enough to know how to use your skills. You don't die when you're 6.
Which the odds are way up.
Yeah.
So
I guess I'd rather be brought up in it than live during it. Plus, if you live during it, you're like, you see everything that was get destroyed. You see everybody you liked die.
Yeah, like your 5G cell phone thing stops working.
I would love if, like, social media and all that just died. That'd be cool.
I'd be pretty much okay with that.
Yeah.
I mean, who wants to connect with people over the internet?
Not us.
Or, like, listen to other people speak?
Not us.
Be dumb.
That's why we speak ourselves.
Yeah.
We don't listen to this.
No. Just Susan and Bill or Will or something. Anyway.
Billy.
Did I answer that? I got to answer that one. Would I live? You know what? I'd rather live during the apocalypse.
Really?
Because it'd be crazy.
You'd like to see it all just slowly, gradually go down.
Burn down.
That's cool.
Because I don't want to live a life with no internet.
It is a hard one, but it would be interesting to see how, like, where it kind of plateaus almost.
And then if I live to be like 60 and there's like all these weird little kids and I tell them stories about fucking how you could talk to people on a thing that were far away.
You could claim to invent a lot of things.
Oh, I would.
Yeah.
So many things.
Mm-hmm.
I'd probably claim to have invented life.
Nobody could stop you.
No. I mean, I could claim that now.
You could create commandments.
People would just say, you didn't do that, and I'd be like, well, I say I did.
Yeah.
But I think we've got through that question.
We did. Let me move on to what we're going to call question 8.
Okay.
What do you think would be where do you think would be a good spot to set up a base?
Either the top of a mountain with very sheer cliffs.
Okay.
A ski lift, maybe. A
ski lift, cool. Or, but, I mean, if the power was out, you couldn't use the ski lift.
Well, you'd have generators eventually.
Yes.
You go to...
Your gas would run out.
Well, they'd run on...
So you'd like to go on the top of a mountain. That sounds pretty lame. I'm just hacking your idea up. That's
fine. I have another idea.
What's your other idea?
A tropical island in the middle of Lake Michigan.
Okay. I don't know if there's tropical islands by Lake Michigan.
I've seen the Day of the Dead remake.
There's probably islands, but not tropical.
In the Day of the Dead remake, there's a tropical island in the middle of Lake Michigan, and I would probably go find that.
Oh. I would think... You know what I would go for? And I would do this because a lot of people want it.
Oh, right away. You'd barricade a McDonald's?
No. Because a lot of people would go to, like, grocery stores or, like, your sort of, I don't know, like a Cabela's place where you can get, like, guns and ammo, mm-hmm. which I understand. But you know where I might go? Like a library.
Because
people wouldn't go there right away.
No, they would go there, like, years down the line to get knowledge.
But you could use, I mean, there's so many shelves.
Mm-hmm.
You can barricade it.
In books?
There's so many books that you could burn if you had to.
Yeah.
Or read to pass the time to not go crazy.
Hmm.
A library wouldn't be bad.
The only downside to a library is they have that librarian lady that works there, and she's not going to take any of your...
You either kill her or let her join you. Or join her if she's going to kill you.
Or eat her.
Yeah, whatever you have to do.
Mm-hmm.
But a library wouldn't be bad.
Not bad.
You know, and there's like one door usually into a library because they have the little scanners.
Well, they got a back door.
Like a fire door that's locked from the outside, but I'm just saying.
Mm. Some have windows, too.
Most of them do, but I'm just saying there's so many shelves, you could barricade it, I think, pretty good.
I'm thinking of a very specific library.
Nobody steal this idea, but a library, I think, would be a good idea.
What about a bank?
I guess, but what would you do at a bank?
You'd live inside the vault and count all your money.
I guess. Money's worthless.
Mm.
There's so... At a library, there's so many more books and so many much more paper you could burn or...
You burn money.
I guess.
Holy fuck, was that a zombie?
I doubt it.
Oh, that's a good point, actually, now that you made it.
I believe it was a jungle cat.
Ooh, sweet.
Jaguar.
Oh, fuck.
Teenage.
Ooh. Is that illegal?
No. Okay, and, cool. Cats, big cats, are immune to the zombie disease, I believe.
Oh.
So even if they get bit, I think they just get pissed off.
That makes sense.
I don't think they actually turn.
I think there might be in Land of the Dead.
A zombie jaguar is fucking scarier than zombie people.
Oh, 100%.
A zombie person you can like walk away from or whatever. A zombie jaguar, like what the fuck do you do with that?
Well, you do what we're about to do. Give it a little history.
That's perfect.
Yeah, so... On this week in history that this episode is airing, something big happened.
What year?
45.
Ooh, I'm familiar. I'm familiar with it.
Yeah. This year is known famously for the year that World War II ended.
What else ended this year?
Adolf Hitler's life.
Oh.
Yeah. That punk fucker, you know
who,
what he did?
Who killed Hitler?
Hitler did.
What a bastard.
And what a... and I'm, but it sucks because it's like, you want to praise the guy that killed Hitler. It's like, good job, Hitler. You killed yourself.
Yeah.
Then you say, but also Hitler, not so good on you for killing all the Jewish people and the gypsies.
And all the other people.
And all the other people.
Some, hey, fun fact about me. I didn't know Hitler did a bunch of drugs all the time.
Oh, he did so much amphetamines.
I didn't realize that until I saw some videos of him like freaking shaking out and violently being crazy.
Yeah. So it turns out Hitler wasn't just crazy. He was also a drug addict.
Yes.
Because it turns out if you run a Reich.
Yep.
You have lots of doctors that can get you whatever you want.
So many high-grade methamphetamines.
Yeah. You can be literally balls to the walls, and you know what people will say?
What?
What do you want me to do for you, buddy?
Yep.
Because you're in charge. Yeah. But Hitler killed himself in 1945 on April 30th. He consumed a cyanide capsule and then shot himself in the head with a gun.
Wow.
Because the cyanide capsule wasn't good enough. Thus ending the, what'd it be like, the fourth year of the Thousand-Year Reich.
And he made his girlfriend do it, too.
And his kids.
Wow.
Yeah. So, really, really cool guy, Hitler, because he was so cool. He had a really cool bunker that he killed himself in. Oh, and actually, he might have killed his dog, too.
Jesus.
I'm not going to read all this. Basically, the Russians were on his doorstep.
Yeah.
And he was like, do I really want a bunch of Russian people chopping me into little pieces, or do I just want to shoot myself in the head and then have people burn me?
Yeah.
And that's why Hitler's body hasn't been found, because they got fucking just lit on fire outside the bunker. But Hitler was officially declared dead in 1956, so 11 years later.
Took a little bit.
And they're like, yeah, you know what? We haven't found any evidence or anything, you know, because he's in Argentina, but Hitler's dead. All right, Derek, I got number 9 for you.
Hit me with your best shot.
Okay. So number 9, which is not German for no, it's the number in English, 9. What supplies would you look for first? Because you can only carry so much stuff.
Because I'm one man?
You're one person. I won't assign a gender to you. You're one person.
Thank you. Thank you.
What's it the first thing you would try to find?
Oh,
a
man.
A zombie or non-zombie apocalypse?
Let's see. I'm going to say something kind of stupid, and maybe I'll change it when it actually happens.
Okay.
Or if.
I mean, I have a really good answer, so you just let me know.
There's a device that you can get at camping stores, and it's like a straw.
The life straw?
The life straw.
Yes.
That you can put kind of in water and drink it, and it filters out bacteria. You can drink water through like lake
or like a murky
pond. Yeah. So that I think might be a good thing to get first. But
you can order one online right now.
Yeah. I don't need to.
Okay. What if a zombie apocalypse happens?
And by the way, off the record, on the record, I invented the life straw when I was like 8, and I just never got credit for it.
Did you take a Brita filter and just slurp it?
I was at a local hardware store with my dad, and this was in the early 90s. Way before the life straw was around, and my dad wanted to get a water filter unit for our house, and the picture of the box had like a bunch of glasses of water, and one had a straw in it, like a bendy straw. And I go, hey dad, why don't they just put a filter in the straw, then you could just drink it like that? And he goes, that's actually a really good idea.
But you didn't make it.
No, but then he like looked it up one day on a patent thing and was like, oh hey, somebody's trying to figure something like this out. But you know, I'm like fucking 6, I don't know what's going on. But I didn't know at the time that I invented something. I was just like, hey, why don't they just make that straw filtered? You don't need to run all the water through this shit.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
Are you gonna ask me?
Yeah, Jake. What's the one thing you're going to look for?
Here's the perfect answer. Yours is good. It's like you need water to live. My answer? Seeds.
Seeds?
Mm-hmm. Because?
Like packets of seeds?
Packets of seeds of corn.
And like and cucumber wheat. And all kinds of shit?
Well, just the stuff I like.
Well, I'm just saying, food.
Yeah. You know
why?
That's
really smart.
Now, listen to this. Here's my reasoning. What's the hardest thing to find in the world? Seeds.
Oh, I was going to say other things, but seeds?
No, seeds. Because let's say I get barley.
Yep.
You know what barley's for? Beer.
So you're going to start crafting.
Yeah. I'm going to start.
You're going to restart bars again.
Well, yeah. That's the only way to make any money.
You know what? Seeds are a good idea because they're already dried out. I think they last a really long time.
In forever, I think.
Pretty much.
But you get them early. And then once you settle down,
yeah,
you don't have to worry about getting seeds. I've played a lot of zombie games.
Yeah.
Like zombie survival games.
Okay.
The hardest, it's easy to find wood and guns and ammo. This is America.
Yeah.
Seeds. When's the last time you saw a seed?
Yeah. Like ammo and guns, that shit grows on trees. But seeds, though, you got to find those at the store.
They're hard to find.
Yeah.
And before too long, they're underground.
Oh.
Next question.
10. Okay. Ooh, this one's going to be kind of hard.
All right.
So if you had a group, everybody's seen Walking Dead, but let's say you're in a group of however many people.
And let's say I'm the British actor that plays the American guy with the cowboy hat.
Okay.
You know who I'm talking about. Carl.
Carl. Okay.
Sorry. Yep.
What rules, let's just put a number on it, a couple, two, three, five, would the group, everyone in the group, have to follow in order to stay in the group? So pretty much what do you got to just be like, hey, this is our code that we live by.
Okay.
If you break it, you're out of the group.
So I have a couple questions about this just so we have the
let's do it. Straight. I think.
So I get to establish the rules. Like I'm the leader?
Sure. Go for it.
Okay.
You're either the leader or you're born into the group and you know the rules. You're definitely not the leader.
No, I'm the leader. In this situation, I'm
the leader.
Okay,
if you want to be the leader, go for it.
Rule one, I get to distribute all the guns.
As the leader.
Yeah. I could say, hey, Hawkeye.
Yep.
You get the bow or whatever.
Yep.
Hey, Pierce Brosnan, you get the silence pistol.
Okay.
Like that kind of stuff. Like I know. I'm assuming that I'm just building my dream group right now.
Right.
Liza Minnelli.
Yep.
You don't get a gun.
You don't need one.
You gotta stay in the back.
Yeah.
That kind of thing.
We'll let you know when you're needed.
Rule two. Anytime we go to do a raid or whatever.
Yep.
We're hitting up the cosmetics department. So all the girls got makeup.
Okay.
Because they got to be kept.
Okay, you keep
losing
them.
If we lose makeup.
What's it all for? Right.
Rule three. I do all the fucking.
You do it all.
Nobody else.
Just you.
I'm making the world over.
Okay. Very Genghis Khan of you.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Yes.
Rule four. Stay out of my way.
Just stay out of your way.
That's it.
Like when you're walking. Move out of your way.
You get
the right of way, permanent.
Just stay out of my way.
Okay. I like it.
Easy peasy.
And those are your four rules?
That's my four rules.
I like that.
Oh, number five, don't kill me.
Ooh. Good.
Yeah. Doesn't matter if you're in the group or not.
Don't kill me. It's a rule everybody has to follow.
Yep, don't kill me.
I like that.
Those are my five. If you have less, go for it.
Okay.
But if you have more, you can't exceed five.
Okay.
So what are your rules? If you were the leader, if you were Rick Grimes.
If I was the leader?
Yeah, what would your rules be?
Okay. Oh, man. I guess I'm not going to put much thought into it. I'm just going to go, okay, we need rules. We need rules now.
I amend my rules, by the way. Rule six is find as many seeds as possible.
Rule six is about back to the seeds.
Yeah.
Bring the seeds to me.
For sure, back to the seeds.
If it just happened this week and I had to come up with rules for a group, man, it's hard. I would say everything you find, you bring back to the group to like a big stockpile, like, and we divvy up
like a weird hole you dug.
Yeah, we divvy up equally. So there's one is like we divvy up the rations equally.
So rule one is share. It's share.
It is share. Rule two, I guess, would be you have to have some sort of value.
Okay.
Otherwise, you're out. If you're just like if your value is, you have to have some sort of value.
Like, is this a number assigned thing? Like, your value is only two.
No. Only like you have to bring something to the group.
Okay. No freeloading.
You can't just hang out and do nothing. You know that retarded dude in Walking Dead that thought he was smart but he wasn't?
Which one is that?
The one with the curly hair.
Curly hair.
And like the ends of the seasons. I don't know.
Is this like a newer thing?
I don't know.
What season?
I don't know.
Like one or two?
I had no clue.
Because one's the only good one.
Okay. You have to have some sort of value.
Okay.
You can't just be a fucking leech doing nothing.
Makes sense.
Yes. We will end you. I'm all about pulling your weight. You have to pull your weight. There we go. That's a good way to say
it. You have to take your weight and pull it together.
Yeah. You have to pull your weight. You have to have some sort of value.
Okay.
That doesn't mean when you get old, we kill you because you have pulled your weight.
Yeah. No. It means when you get old, we just send you away.
Sort of.
to
we send
else.
You on a mission that's pretty much a death mission. Psych. But really,
if you survive that, you've
you're
pulled
fine.
Your weight.
Anyway,
you're fine.
So that's a good one. You got to pull your weight in the group. So everybody shares everything.
Do you have like one more rule?
Sure, I got one more. I guess it would be... Oh, man. I wanted to say something, but it was really lame in my head, so I didn't say it.
Oh. Well, this rule sucks so far, so think faster. Oh, I got a rule for you.
What?
That you might like.
What?
Since you're you, the rule could be... Once the apocalypse happens, anyone can bang anybody in the group.
Everybody... You could bang anybody, it doesn't matter.
No.
No, what popped into my head, and it's super lame, was honesty. You have to be honest with the group. This is all the group rules.
No lying.
No lying.
If
no,
you get
no,
caught lying, they
no
send
saying
you.
We only found this much to help you. We only found this many seeds. We only found 2 seeds when really you found 5.
Yeah, or 2 ammo.
Yeah, we have to share with the group.
2 health.
And that's how the group stays strong.
Okay.
That would be a strong group, I feel like. But also, all the things I said sound like we're like the Care Bears. Almost.
Yeah, but you give them the Care Bear stare.
Care Bear countdown.
Yeah. So basically, your rules are be honest. Most of your rules are be honest and work hard.
It's don't fuck the group over, I guess. Okay. If you wanted to
sounds
break
like
it
a
down.
Communist regime.
If you wanted to break it down, it's do not fuck the group over. If you're in the group, you are the group. Don't fuck it over.
Your group sounds lame.
My group sounds like we're going to kick your group's ass and take your seeds.
Dope. I'm gonna be doing amphetamines, sitting at the top, going fucking nuts,
so
banging everything.
You're clearly trying to become a Hitler of your group.
I don't understand the reference.
As we're gonna take your seeds and kill you.
You sound like a bunch of Lenin people.
That's fine.
Let's go to the next question. If you had a head, would you find a base? Or so where does it say? Oh, where would you head if you couldn't find a good base?
So if like the city here was overrun,
let's keep it simple. Pick a place.
So we live in Davenport. No spoilers.
No spoilers. Oceanic.
Okay.
So I would head to Florida because Florida has the craziest people already. So you wouldn't need to trust anybody. You just immediately
default. You know not to trust everybody.
Yeah, because they're all high, eating each other's faces. They've already had a zombie outbreak in Florida.
Yeah.
Remember that one with the bath salts?
Oh, yeah.
So you just don't trust anybody. You find a swamp. Get a whip and a rope, and you teach a gator how to protect you, you're set.
So I'd head opposite of you. I'd head north.
To?
I'd head as north as I could. Trees. You know, north, like northwest would be great even. If you could get like
Alaska?
Into some thick trees. And
okay.
Like, because you could use, like over time, you could chop trees down. You can build some sort of shelter, log cabin. Type
very Lincoln-esque, but
very
yeah.
Abe Lincoln type cabin,
mm-hmm.
And you can live there. You could chop food, you can grow things. I mean, that'd be great if you. And there's nothing poisonous. There's no rattlesnakes. There's nothing that'll kill
you. See, the difference there though is I have to deal with the everyday dangers of being in Florida. You have to deal with the 6-month-long period of winter.
You find a good latitude where it's not that wintry.
Well, it's not as north as you can go.
Well, you don't
like
have to
go. Like, as north as you can go is, like, Carolina.
Oh, I guess
you don't
the North
see
Pole, sure. But I'm not going to go that north.
Well,
I'm just saying as north as you can comfortably go to where you're not dead every winter. But if you build a good shelter, you'll be all right.
Well, I would go south then because it's too cold.
See, screw going to Florida. You're gonna get bit by a mosquito, and it's going to be awful.
Well, yeah, but they have those nets.
Okay.
You just build your house out of nets.
All right. So, question 12. What would you use for a base?
You know what? I'm gonna Ron Sabiago.
Yeah.
I tell you what. I feel like we already answered this question.
Sort of. So, I said library.
Yeah. So fuck this. Let's go to the next one.
Yeah.
All right. Let's see. What would you do if you got infected?
Ooh.
Would you tell anybody? Would you hide it? Would you?
Well, according to my group rules, I guess I would have to tell people.
Oh.
Because I think my group rules were all just pretty much be honest.
And according
and
to my
survive.
So you would. Let your group throw you out the back of a pickup truck as they drove away.
Well,
that sucks.
Here's the thing. If I got bit, like, maybe I don't say nothing because maybe I'm all right.
Well, see, this is, you want to know how my group would function? I would say, hey, I'm the leader. Give me more meth.
Yep.
let me have more sex with women.
And you'd pack a bunch of seeds into the world.
I would spread my seed of zombiness into all the people. And then I would run a zombie group.
Okay.
And we'd be even more powerful.
I feel like you guys, you wouldn't stay as a group of zombies. I feel like you would just kind of wander mindlessly.
Well, here's the catch.
Yeah.
I would chain us all together.
Oh.
So we would stay together, obviously.
So you would, before you're Walking Dead, you would,
yeah,
you would chain yourselves together. So you're a walking group of dead. Yeah.
Because what's better than a walking group of death?
Yes. Yes.
Next question. I don't know where we're at.
We were about me being honest with my group but actually thinking about it, I feel like I'd tie off my wound and say, hey, either chop it off or wait and see. And if I turn, go ahead and kick me off the truck.
See, but here's assuming,
because that's being honest.
But you're the first. That's assuming you're the first person in the group that's gotten infected.
Yeah.
Let's say there's been three or four. They've gone through this routine. Bullet in the head, out the back of the pickup truck. That's what's gonna happen?
Well, if I turn, yeah.
I don't know. I feel like your group doesn't know who the leader is. Just sounds like a bunch of hippies.
Everybody's the leader
together.
In my group.
Yeah, bunch of fucking hippies.
I feel like we're all Negan.
Derek, I had a question for you. He's number 14.
Yeah.
What if you had to pick a melee weapon, what would it be?
Wow. I immediately go to something cool like a bat of sorts.
You mentioned Negan.
Yeah, possibly a crowbar. Crowbar would be good because you could use it as a pry a bunch of shit open too.
Crowbar is probably one of the better ones.
I might go with crowbar, like a really good, solid-sized, hard crowbar.
See? Here's where you're wrong.
Why?
You need a lightweight crowbar.
It'd be pretty lightweight.
No, you said solid.
Like a solid one, yeah.
Yeah, no, lightweight and solid aren't the same.
Like a 3-foot crowbar.
Well, you need the leverage.
Yeah, 3-foot will be fine.
Here's the thing, you're thinking of steel.
Yeah?
I'm thinking aluminum.
I guess.
Solid aluminum. Lightweight.
Yep.
Agile.
Yeah.
You can use it to open things, hammer things, smash things. Most versatile weapon.
I think my crowbar would take yours out.
Yeah. If we're fighting crowbar to crowbar.
Yeah.
But if you're hitting zombie skulls, it doesn't matter.
I guess.
Here's
I'm going
you
I want mine
kill,
to last.
How many zombies do you think you can kill with a crowbar? In
all
in,
of them.
In a 5-minute period.
As many as I needed to.
No. You'd be dead after fucking 6.
Oh.
Because your arms would be tired.
My I don't
lightweight
think so.
Super speed crowbar?
I think I'm physically fit enough to swing a crowbar around enough.
All right, let's go on to a different question because obviously we can't agree on this. If somehow you knew the economy was about to collapse in 2 days and money would no longer be of any value, what would you spend your money on to help you survive?
Wow.
I read that really fast, so I hope
yeah.
you got it all.
So I had you're pretty much saying I have 2 days to spend some money to buy some stuff?
You have to take your entire life savings and spend it on shit because you know money's worthless.
If I can get this stuff right away.
Yeah, no Amazon.
It's two days. Yeah. I'm buying weapons and ammunition.
That's your mistake.
That's not a mistake.
Do you know what you should be buying?
What?
Stocks.
Stocks?
Day one, buy stocks.
Oh, stocks.
Day two, sell all your stocks, and then you've made all the money.
Yeah, but money's worthless after
but
this.
But then you use it that same night to order a bunch of shit on Amazon.
You're crazy. You're like saying I'm using my one wish to ask for more wishes.
Yeah.
No, that's not
how
it works.
The only way to get more wishes is to wish for wishes.
No.
Have you ever had a wish?
Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, wish.com. Terrible website. Next question. The zombie apocalypse has come, and you only have 1 day. This is kind of similar to the last question. You have 1 day to stock your underground bunker. What stuff do you
it's
want?
It's sort of similar. The other thing was what one thing, like how, what do you get? But I get what you're saying.
So you got an underground bunker? What's the pinnacle?
I feel like this is saying you have a 2-day head start to stock a bunker up. What are you gonna do a bunch of runs on and get?
Yeah. But what one thing... What's your bunker need? And an underground bunker
implies...
This isn't
one thing. This is what are you stocking your bunker with?
Well, yeah, but you have 1 day to stock up your bunker. What's the thing, the one thing you need in your underground bunker, which assumes it's safe, which is different from the other question.
Food.
Food is like, there's tens of hundreds of foods.
Food and water. Okay, so, but
so
if you're going to stock a bunker...
You buy 300 pounds of lettuce?
You got me thinking here. So what I would do is you could buy... generators, as long as your bunker is some sort of ventilation system.
Mine does.
You can buy some generators. You can buy some growing lights, or you can go to some like a weed house and beat the shit out of everybody that's all high. Mm-hmm. Take their growing lights, get some potting soil, and you can grow your seeds in a bunker.
Oh, so you grow pot in your bunker?
No, food.
Sorry, I misinterpreted.
Yeah, you can grow some food in your bunker if you need to.
I thought you were going
to
say you could just get really high in the bunker.
Getting some sort of system to grow something in your bunker would be a good thing to get. But I just go to as much canned food as I could get would be something I'd stock my bunker with right away.
See, and I'm going to disagree with you.
Canned food and canned water.
Yeah, they make that now.
I don't know.
Step one, go to Whole Foods. Because they have it's all the foods. It's a whole group of foods.
I don't know if you've ever been to a Whole Foods, but it's awful.
So, I would go there. They have lots of foods there with very short expiry
dates. Yes, they expire literally minutes after you buy them.
Moments, even.
Yeah.
Now, I would get all those because that's where all the vitamins are.
Yep.
All the foods with the vitamins are at Whole Foods.
Okay.
So, I would stock up on their supply. Bring that back. You see, they have vegan chocolate, Derek. Vegan chocolate.
I get it. I understand. You're very...
milk-free.
You're very worried of getting your vitamins, avoiding lactose during the zombie apocalypse. But this kind of stuff is only lasting you the first hours, maybe even...
minutes?
Minutes? I don't know.
It's beside the point. Because, you know what I'm going to have that the guy next to me won't have? Vitamins. Holy fuck, Derek. Do you hear that noise?
Hey, man. It was like... a jaguar, man.
Yeah. Yeah, like a movie jaguar.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool. I thought you were doing a thing. That was a little weird. But anyway, so do you want to read the back of the movie?
Yeah. Here it is. Ready?
Yeah, go for it.
A U.S. Army officer serving in Vietnam is tasked with assassinating a renegade special forces colonel who sees himself as a god.
That's a great movie back.
That's a great movie back.
So, two things really quick. We did a movie last week, like we are one to do.
Yeah.
Which was, the answer was Ghost.
The answer was the movie Ghost, which, fantastic film. Whoopi Goldberg sucks, but it was a fantastic film.
Yeah, so that's a thing. And number two, you just read the back of a movie.
I did.
So, if anyone out there in the wild, wild west, or wild, wild east, or south, north, anywhere, wants to send the guests in, send it into the TaskCast at gmail.com. It's TheTaskCast@gmail.com.
Hey, and if you get it right... I mean, you receive maybe a free gift. We have duffel bags. We have badges. We have sunglasses. We have post-it notes.
We've heated blankets now.
We have.
Cool.
Yep.
So keep an eye.
TaskCast heated blanket.
Yep. Keeps you warm and tasty.
All right, Jake. Let's bring this in. This guy sent us three pages of questions. So let's pound out the last, like, I don't know, six, seven questions. You ready?
Sure. Yeah.
Okay. Real quick. Can you start a fire?
Do
in the woods, lighter? On your own, with nothing in your pockets.
No.
Now ask me.
Can you start a fire?
I think I could, if I had enough time.
Okay. What is your level of weapons training?
I'd say 1 to 10, a 3.
Mine, I would probably give myself a 2.
Okay.
Depending on the weapon. If it's a gun, it'd be a 30.
I could learn, though.
I learn quick.
Yeah. Quick I could figure it out.
Anyway. The next question, it's a... how would you rate your physical condition?
I feel like I'm great. I'm scale way above
10.
Average.
Scale 1 to 10.
8.
10. Oh, Jesus Christ. Again, 2.
I would have said a 9, but...
Again, I will choose 2. Do you know first aid?
You know what? I know enough first aid to put bandages on, so whatever that is.
Okay.
If I'm doing scale to 1 to 10, I'm going to say a 6.
Yeah, and I agree with you. I am at the exact same level, so I'm going to give myself an 8.
Okay.
Are you persuasive enough to join a group of survivors?
I think I could, yes. I think I'm very persuasive, and I think I could join a group.
I also think you could.
What about you? Are you persuasive enough to join a group? If you're by yourself wandering in the woods and you find a group, talk yourself in?
Next question, could you kill someone?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I agree.
Especially if they deserved it.
I agree that you could
kill
someone.
Or if it was to join a group.
Oh yeah, like a gang thing.
Yeah. Blood in, blood out.
Yep. The last question: would you be able to be the leader of a group?
You know what? I don't know if I'd like to be. Like, I think I could do it. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? Yeah, I'd be able to. Yes. Heavy lies the crown, they say.
Yes.
But I think I could do that in the zombie apocalypse. I could. I feel like I'd be very fair.
And I, as I've kind of outlined before. I'm an ideal candidate for a leader.
No, you would want to be a tyrant, I believe is the word.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's fine. Here's the thing. My 1,000-year Reich in a zombie apocalypse would be much better than Hitler's.
Well, hopefully we'll be able to see you in all your glory someday.
All of it. All 342 pounds.
But Jake, I think we're squeezing it tight. We should thank Ben Shapiro or whoever sent this in. What was the name?
Jordan.
Ronnie Vasquez?
Jordan B. Michaels.
Okay. We forget?
I don't know.
We've secretly been taking shots of Bacardi during this whole episode.
Mm-hmm. So thank you, Ron Superior.
Yes.
Derek, we kind of alluded to this before the cool, sick riff, but we're out of time.
We are completely out of time.
So I know we promised the folks at home that we'd give them the tip.
Yeah, and this one would have been especially useful during this episode.
And poignant.
But I do not have time to tell you what the one thing you need during a zombie apocalypse is. I just don't have time to say the words.
No. And I still think, I'm pretty sure it's seeds.
I mean, but you can guess. I don't have time to tell you if you're right or not. I wish I did, but I'm looking at the clock.
We're actually pushing it really close.
Pushing it really close. So, I mean, we'll just have to put it in next week?
I guess. It might not make as much sense. But
right when we open the episode, those are the first words we're going to say is what you need.
Right off the bat. But thanks, everybody, for tuning in to the TaskCast. If you have your own suggestions for ideas for what we could do for the show, send them in to us at thetaskcast@gmail.com. Or hit us up on Twitter, Facebook, Reddit, YouTube, Ymail.
We'll try to get back to everybody.
Yeah. I don't think we haven't responded to anybody yet.
No. We're usually pretty good.
Especially this quarantine business. We have so much free time that it's almost insane. And we're not going insane, but I'm going a little crazy. So bon voyage. Ça veut dire same.